Hey kids.
Hi.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
Medford. Medford Hawks.
Got a good show for you guys, kids.
We just came back from
a long hiatus. It's been about a week, I'd say.
I'd say 7 days, roughly.
Maybe 7 days.
6 to 8 days.
Yeah, somewhere between 6 to 8 days. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So today's show it's gonna be a little back on the laid back side because mommy and daddy are tired and
we're really tired.
You know, Uncle Harry really wore us out this weekend.
Yeah, and we've got daddy's feast still, and that's gonna really tire us out. The planning is already. Actually, we could talk about good party themes because I had, I don't know if you heard the idea when we were at dinner on Saturday, but an idea for a dinner party, Lady of Shallots. So it's a play on Lady of Shalott.
Oh, that's really good. I was also thinking we could do like, you know, maybe like the penultimate supper.
Oh, that's good.
You know, because it's like not the last supper. Yeah. But it's the second to last supper.
I like that. That's good.
You know, isn't that clever? Like, it's like you can do things like you can have maybe some imagery.
Yeah, you know? I like that.
Like you could, yeah.
Another idea that I've had is Philo Bro. So everyone has to wear turtlenecks and talk about philosophy, and all of the food is
it's all has just phyllo dough.
Yeah. It's all baklava and spanakopita.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
And you have to talk about philosophy and also be a, like, but like be like a philosophy bro, you know, where they're just like, man, you're like, you ever read Nietzsche?
Sorry, that I just blew up my mic with that laugh.
It was a good joke.
So yeah, so I you know, I think we were talking about party themes the other day. We could you know I think a good one is like capitalism.
Fiscal schism is one of my favorites.
Oh, we could do that, yeah.
Fiscal schism. I was learning a lot about the popes today in my art history class, actually.
We could do a pope-themed party. I mean, you know, for our viewers out there that are familiar with our show,
yeah,
they'll know that we're really into, you know, popery.
Yeah, you could call it that.
You know, just papal shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that could be a good name, papal shenanigans.
That's good. That's good.
You know,
I mean, you know those popes.
Like Urban the VII. You know.
I was thinking Pius the II. Actually, Pius the III. He was a fun one.
The Borgias.
Oh, that was just before. Two popes before Pius the II, actually.
Was he Ronaldo the I?
No, it starts with a C. He was one of the first Spanish popes. It's like Claxta. I don't know. Wait, let me look it up.
Just look it up.
Pope
Cleopatra?
No, I think she came much earlier.
Cleopatras? Patrocles?
Calixtus. That's what it is. Pope Calixtus.
Oh, Caligula?
Close! Caligula was actually a diminutive name for Pope Calixtus, so much like in Italian, linguistically, you add on to words to make them small. So like a donna is a woman, but a donetta is a small woman, and so on. They do a lot of morphological adding on.
Right,
so
right. So what was the regular
Caligula form? Actually means little Calixtus.
That's so fascinating. It's kind of like
he was called the childish pope.
Oh yeah, yeah. I briefly remember learning about that in my AP US history class. Yeah, yeah. Did you? I guess that's sort of on similar lines of like, you know, Nero was actually the diminutive for Philip the II of Macedon.
Really?
Yeah.
Most
people don't know that.
Wow.
For those of you that don't, you know, that aren't, you know, history buffs like we are, Philip II of Macedon was actually also known as Callisthenics the Great.
He's the one who formed that entire kind of exercise, because in Macedonia, in that upper part of Greece, it's very mountainous, so there's no room for cardio exercises we know it, or, you know, like long distance training of any kind. So what they did is they actually would just use the cliffs and the mountainsides to their advantage, and they would just push the mountains all day. Mm-hmm. And that's where they get the strong arms that you see in the famous murals of Alexander the Great. Yeah, actually,
his actual real name was
called the Atlas Exercises.
It's kind of like P90X for those of you that are.
It was literally P90X of late antiquity.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know, I think people are really surprised by, you know, the history behind a lot of these fitness programs. Like, for example, Pilates was actually
founded by Pontius Pilate.
No, Pontius Pilates, man. It's actually named after Pontius Pilates.
Were they different people? I know.
No, same one. You know, the guy that stabbed Jesus right in the ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people think that was Longinus.
Actually,
most people think that was Longinus, but it was actually Pontius Pilatus.
And it was actually an accident. He was just doing exercises with his weight pole.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you think, oh, like, that's not an issue. You know, they're usually really padded, but I mean, 2,000 years ago, they didn't have the kind of Pilates machinery that we have today. Yeah. I mean, they had it, but it was in a primitive form. And so actually, instead of the foam sticks that you see, you know, in the Tufts gym, the jumbo gym today, they actually just used sharpened pieces of wood.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they didn't, you know, they didn't have the technology to really soften ends of sticks back then. You know, that's only something that we recently discovered back in, you know, maybe like the 17th century, when they realized that, you know, like wooden sticks could have blunt ends rather than sharp ones. And, you know, that was actually pretty fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else do we have to talk about with our viewers today?
I mean, today is a lazy show.
Yeah.
We're sad. Okay. We're sad today.
We're not sad. We're resting our brains.
Yeah.
Which can, you know, the evidence in that is literally right before this. I was just watching a YouTube documentary about an obese man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's where my day is at.
Yeah, my day has just been, you know, eating a really sad piece of salmon teriyaki, because that salmon teriyaki...
Can that be sad?
Well, yeah, because that salmon teriyaki didn't have teriyaki sauce on it. They just put barbecue sauce on it and called it salmon teriyaki, and I said, no, this is not salmon teriyaki.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I was really sad.
Were you judging Chopped?
No, I was actually just sitting in a room trying to eat some salmon teriyaki.
Huh. Sounds a bit odd to me. All right, so we're going to have some music coming up for you. We know how you like that.
Really?
Well, not you. I mean our viewers.
I hate music.
Is the music all ready, Kevin?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Here we go.
This is the moment that you know that you told her that you loved her, but you don't. You touch her skin. She don't mean a thing to me. Yeah, she is beautiful, but she don't mean a thing to me. I've spent 2 weeks in Silver Lake, the California sun cascading. Girl with light brown streaks and
Hey, kids.
Hi.
We're back.
Hope you enjoyed those music songs.
Songs of Music, Volume 1.
Yes. All songs written and performed by Kevin and I.
Yeah.
In studio.
Yeah.
So we're going to have our weekly interlude. Kevin is calling Miller, our outside source for what's going on in the world of fine grocery stores.
Hashtag daddy. And we'll see what's going to go on. You know, I just have to say, what is the consensus for best grocery store in the Medford Somerville area?
See, I think it depends what you're looking for. I personally, my favorite happens to be Pemberton Farms, but they don't always have what I need. For example, I don't think they have kelp noodles.
Yeah, but I did go to Whole Foods the other day, and they were selling caviar spoons.
Oh.
And that is what I need.
See, I don't like Whole Foods as a company, but they got what you need. They got those little snack cheeses.
I love the snack cheese. Snack cheese is a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't know why more stores don't sell snack cheese.
Yeah, I don't know. Miller's at work.
Daddy says, I'm at work, but I said, talk later, talk now. Talk now. Mm-hmm. You know, work should be no object when thinking about...
I mean, this is work, you
this
know?
Is the show. I mean, this is the show to
yeah,
you know, I would have to say on the top 10 shows of WMFO, and you know, I could be biased, but the top 10 shows are Tufts Aesthetics, 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 Tufts Aesthetics.
And actually,
Tufts Aesthetics and Tufts Aesthetics.
All of those different names come. See, you might think that this hour-long block of time is one show called Tufts Aesthetics, but it's actually split up into 12 different shows. So two of those shows actually didn't make that top 10 list, which is, you know, it's more competitive than you thought, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, in different intervals, we're actually doing a different show. We just don't introduce it because we don't really have time.
Yeah. Most people don't know that Tufts Aesthetics is actually an amalgam of 12 different shows named.
It's a compilation.
Tufts Aesthetics, and I'd say my favorite show of the 12 is the diminutive of Tufts Aesthetics, which is Tufts Aesthetics.
Oh, yeah. I do like that one.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. If you guys can hear this ringtone, that's Daddy calling.
Well, we're calling him.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're looking to make some memories here.
Yeah, looking to make memories. That's good.
On that note,
I guess you could say that's the theme of our amalgamation of shows.
Yeah, memory making.
Yeah, that's what we do. We're in the business of memory. Okay. Yeah. Miller doesn't want to talk to us today.
Yeah.
He's at work.
On that note, how do people still feel about Bon Jovi?
I think I like Bon Jovi once a year.
I really like his newest album, Have a Nice Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
It was critically acclaimed.
Yeah, I think it got like 6 stars on Pitchfork.
I was actually out of the country when it came out, so I never got a chance to listen to it. It was a USA-only release.
And where were you at that time?
I don't remember. Not in the USA.
Were you in Macedonia performing?
Shh.
No.
I don't remember.
And on that note, we have a little PSA for you guys today.
Yeah, it's on its way.
And you know, it's so hard sometimes to you know, find a good PSA. But you know, today I'd like to talk a little bit about the Tufts University Art Gallery. For those of you who don't know, Tufts University Art Gallery, probably the best department in all of Tufts University, because they put on some great events,
yeah,
especially with all the libations that they have.
That's true. It is a great place to get drinks.
Mm-hmm. So the Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving, not in that sense, and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville/Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibits and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts' only educational radio.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. And on that note, do we have some canciones for the kids? Yeah, some chansons. Some chansons.
Looks like we do. This is a fun song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
It's not a fun day though.
It could be. It won't be.
This is Kurt Vile's Waking on a Pretty Day.
Au premier jour d'été,
tous les ennuis oubliés. Nous reviendrons faire la fête aux crustacés de la plage ensoleillée, de la plage ensoleillée, de la plage ensoleillée.
secret I'm gonna drop along the way today. Yeah.
And we're back.
We're back.
Hi, everyone. If you couldn't tell, we're tired. We're really tired.
Yeah, we're pretty tired. It's been a long week, you know.
Yeah, not
Passover,
getting a lot of sleep.
Easter, the Sabbath.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of lethargy.
Black Sabbath and White Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a long weekend.
And Good Charlotte.
Mm.
It was this past weekend. So, you know, it's really difficult. I mean, Easter weekend, like, just a lot of stuff going on. All the festivities have really worn us out. So, so today's show, a lot of music, a lot of fun, a lot of games, a lot of fun and games.
We've definitely had a lot of fun and games today, that's for sure. I can confirm that.
Yeah, we just listened to Good Charlotte earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you may have also heard Green Day's Boulevard of Broken Dreams. That was on
Boulevard of Backgammon.
Yeah, Boulevardier of Broken Dreams. That was on earlier at 5:39 p.m.
Yeah,
and so just you know, it's going. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I guess we'd like to finish you off today with a little power hour of
fun.
The most, now that's what I call basic volume one.
Mm.
Yeah, Helen?
Yeah.
What should we start with? Should we start with VLV? We save that for later.
I don't know. I think we should do VLV and a little more Good Charlotte.
Yeah, I would hit it with the Good Charlotte.
Yeah, so
we'll throw on some.
Yeah.
Some amazing tunes.
Let's see.
Yeah. So we've got some great.
The greats.
Yeah, the greats. For those of you who don't know, this is like the Oxford, you know, when you study classic at Oxford, it's just called the greats.
Yeah. Alright.
Alright.
So this song was actually, it's one of the first songs that historians have ever found evidence of. It's really an archaeological relic.
This is Oasis, Champagne Supernova. Take it away.
To let me in. the sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate, just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield, my missionary.
That girl was fine, but she didn't appreciate him. She called him.